Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to the Time Light Men How Poetry Found Me podcast, where we talk about self-development, your ability to accomplish your dream and desires, and the work that you have to put in order to achieve those dreams or desires. And most of all, what I've learned over the years is that in order to have a sound plan and a course of action, you must always write things down. And in writing things down, it does one great thing for you. It takes that emotion and put it on a page so you don't have to carry that around anymore. And you can always review anything that you write down to see what progress you've made and see whether or not you kept your word to yourself. Because ultimately, this podcast is about you owning your own responsibilities, your own word, and being able to keep that word to yourself. And I've been writing for a good while, I would say like maybe 15 plus years. And I realized that going back and reviewing the work that I put in place, some of the things I'm still astonished by, because I don't believe that I was the one to actually bring those thoughts forth. And there's other times where I look and I think about things that I was able to consciously think about and to insert them into the book to have the material that I present to you today. And this podcast is so based solely on the whole concept of me being able to express to you that your mind is your most power agent. It is the most powerful thing that you have, bar none. And if you can get that right, then you can do anything that you put your mind to. So today I want to talk about me. I'm getting up this morning and trying to capture a sunrise. And I don't know, maybe in the last podcast, I told you guys that I was in Miami Beach, South Beach, and I told you about the journey to get here. And the main reason that I wanted to get here was this, where I am, is located on the east side of the world. And on the east side of the world is where the sun rises. And since I was here, I wanted to see, can I take full advantage of the sun rising this morning? And I was excited about it because you don't really get to see that often, especially if you don't live near water on the east side of the world. And I thought it would be a great opportunity for me to capture that moment and immortalize it in a video. And as I'm getting up, normally do a little read routine, eat a little breakfast, and then I was out the door. And the sunrise today was at 7:23, I think. And I got out there about 7:15. And the goal was to capture that. But here's the thing about the beauty of what God presents to you and the beauty as to how you see nature. If you ever just put yourself into the whole throng of how nature is, understand that you are a natural creature yourself. The things that are around you really begin to amaze you. And this morning was no exception. So I went out, and this morning was a little disappointed because the clouds above the horizon were in direct conflict with me being able to see the sunrise. But I didn't let that stop me. I recorded videos, number one, is I took pictures also. And as the sun was making its way to rise, I took pictures behind me of like the buildings and maybe like the seagulls and the pelicans and all those things that comes with that. But at the same time, I captured the water coming on shore and then receding back, and to listen to the sound of that. It wasn't anything that man had created. Man didn't create that sound, and the sound was harmonious with the nature in terms of what I was feeling. And I don't know if you ever really paid attention to when you go out in the morning and it's just you and maybe a few people, but there's no disruption from man at this particular point in time. So as these waves was coming forth, I got a video of it, then I took a picture of it, then I was still keeping my eye on the rising of the sun. So I began to take my first video. And as I take my first video, I can see the cloud and I can see a little bit of light from the sun. And then there was these birds just flying all across the view, and I just captured that. and then it didn't make it, so I stopped the video. And then I went and made another video of just the sound of the waves just coming through, and it was just a beautiful thing for me to hear. And then I stopped that video, and I went back to the clouds to record that sun getting ready to rise, and it's about 7:20. And the sun is coming up, and I can see it through the clouds, but I couldn't get the sunrise, right? I felt deprived because I wanted to really capture that. That sun just coming up, or give the illusion of coming up out of the water, or coming up up above the horizon. But the clouds didn't permit it, man. They were stubborn clouds. They wouldn't even move. Like, you know, sometimes clouds just, you know, move on to the left or to the right, but these clouds, they just stayed there. But what I saw was the beauty in the clouds. It was like this little hole, maybe to the right a little bit, but it still did not give me access to the sun. I mean, it blocked it completely. I had to stop the video again. And then I took another video of birds flying around, took more pictures, and then a minute passed, and I got back on the video, and I said I was going to hold this until the sunrise. Now, this sunrise is the one that I'm making up. Now, I didn't see it originally come above the horizon, but I still wanted to get my sunrise. You understand what I mean? I had to get that sunrise. And this time, I had about, it was about 7:21 or 22. And this time, I did 1 5-minute video, and I almost got there, but it was just too long, so I stopped it. Waited like 45 seconds and then started back up. Now this time, my goal was, just so you understand, for me to have the sunrise that I was expecting, I waited for the sun to rise above that one particular cloud that was so stubborn and didn't want to move to give me my sunrise. Now the sun was coming up, and you can see it just gradually lighting up the cloud that's hiding it. But at the same time, the light is so bright that it's reflecting the clouds above my head. And it was a spectacle, man. It was actually really, really beautiful to see. And then as I'm holding the camera steady, here it comes, right? It's like my adrenaline was just like, just give me what I came for, right? And then before you know it, I see the top of the sun. And then I see the sun gradually rising above a cloud, and you can just see it just gradually come, just gradually rise above the cloud. And as it rises above the cloud, it gives me that bright light, and I wait till I got a full view of it to get my sunrise. Now, wasn't that? I mean, you have to see it to believe it. And the reason I'm telling you is, I didn't even let the cloud disrupt what I wanted to have for being here. And once the sun got above the cloud, then my whole morning had set in really, really good energy. Because to see that at that time was truly amazing. And I don't know if anybody, when you go and see it, that you can be awe-inspired by seeing the natural phenomenon of nature run its course. And the sunrise is a natural phenomenon. It's not manufactured by man at all. The clouds are not manufactured by man at all. If you get a clear blue sky, then you're going to see that sun come up above the horizon anyway. And it should make you be humble to see another day. And then in my case, it didn't do that. I had to wait. And my mind was telling me I need to get something like a sunrise. So what am I going to do? And then it just hit me. Just wait till it rises above that cloud. If you wait long enough, it's going to come. And I waited and I waited. And then I got my sunrise. And why am I telling you this? Like, sometimes you're going to have disruptions in your life. And those disruptions are not really failure. They're not really setback. It's just you just got to find a way to not get frustrated with the process and to try to keep advancing what you feel you need to do. And my goal today was to get the sunrise. Even though the clouds disrupted that this morning, in my mind, I had to get one. I had to make it one. Had not the clouds been there, I would have got that perfect one without the clouds being there. But I still needed to see that sun come above that cloud, and I got it. Once I got that, the goal number one was achieved. Now, since this is my first time in this particular beach, like South Beach where I am now, I came in and changed my clothes and had to go pay for my parking. And then I just went about the city, just taking pictures, and then just being inspired by all these people that I don't know, that I may never know, just to see how their interaction with the world is and how they coordinate life with themselves. And no matter where you go in the world, there are going to always be people in that particular place where you go. And it's not necessary that you try to put your mind into trying to know everybody or do everything and try to make your whole presence felt. I mean, you could do that, but sometimes it's just good to just see people in their natural habitat. Like the people that are here or the people that, I think most of them are tourists, but then there's some people that lived here. And I thought my mind went sideways. I didn't think people lived in South Beach. I thought they lived like, this is Miami, but I thought they lived like in Miami, the city. But no, people actually lived here. And when I saw that this morning, I was walking the beach, so I decided to walk the beach a little bit. And there was a gentleman that was asleep on the beach with a full set of attire, from a coat to thick pants, and he was laying down, knocked out in the middle of the sun. I mean, the sun is up and it's hot, and he's just sleeping there, which let me know that he was accustomed to sleeping that way in that area at that time. And then all the beachgoers was just, everybody was in their own world. They didn't try to mingle with someone else's world. They were in there to either sunbathe, go in the water. And I think I saw, and this is going to be crazy. I think I saw a young man, I think it's parasailing. But anyway, this guy was on like this little board with this thing that looks like a kite or something like that. And what it does is when the wind dictates where the person would go. I watched this young man out there, whoever that was out there, and what got me about it, what was so strange about it and beautiful at the same time, is that it would bring him in close to shore and then it would take him out. But that wasn't it. But what was so amazing was this guy was holding on to the handle of the thing that the wind was blowing, and he was out there for an extended period of time. And I kept saying, man, what in the world is this guy doing? Isn't his arm tired? Or his arm is tired? I mean, why? Who could just stay out that long and enjoy the sun like that? And in my mind, I said, he must have been focused on just enjoying the moment. He must have forgot about the pain, or he must have been able to do it so for so long that it did not disturb anything about him. And I just sat back and I said, man, oh man, oh man. It's amazing whenever you set your mind to something, the things you are able to achieve. And sometimes when you're a spectator and you're looking at it, you thinking that it's a hard thing to do. And for you, it may be a hard thing to do. But when you do it all the time, it becomes a natural state of who you are and what you want to do. I just thought it was an amazing feat. I was actually floored to see that happen that way. And I'm just saying that because I want you to realize that whenever you put your mind to something and you really become focused on it, then the odds of you achieving it is far greater than someone who wants to do it but is distracted about it. So I took a little video of him out there in the water just doing his thing, and I just watched and watched because I was just totally amazed at the length of time that he was out there. So I took him a little stroll, and maybe like 30 minutes later I turned around because he was still out there, but this time he was gone. I said, oh, okay. Okay, I think he enjoyed his day and he began to set it up. You got to understand that your life is the setup that you give it. Your life is the dedication that you have with it and the things that you feel that you need to do in your lifetime. And you got to always try to strategize or have a plan to do that. And with me, with the sunrise, when I got up this morning, that was one of my number one priorities right there. I didn't have nothing else I wanted to do other than to get out there and see that sunrise. And I'm going to try it again tomorrow just so everybody will know. And hopefully the clouds aren't there. And if it is, then it's going to spoil it for me. But nonetheless, I'm just going to get up in the morning and go see it. And try to video it so I can just have it for posterity. And we got to find things that will hold our interest to make us feel the need to want to get up in the morning. And fight for the ability to know that the dreams that you have is just as valid as the next person. Me catching the sunrise, that was mine. That was one of my goals. I wouldn't want nobody to see that and think that, that they got to go and do that with me. That was for me. That was for my harmonious center that I was trying to center myself with to start my day while I'm here. And then once I did that, I just got out and I just started walking just to try to take in as much of South Beach as I could while I was here. And no matter where I turned or what I saw, I always saw something different. And I always tried to see that for what it was while I was here. And I don't compare it, and I don't compare it to anything because I don't have anything to compare it to. It's just like a new kid with a new toy, all these different sections. And I'm pretty sure that the people that live here, they get so accustomed to it that it really doesn't hold that kind of value like it will hold for me. And you got to realize that what you may hold as valuable, someone may not see it the same way. But you got to hold it like a kid holding a toy that they love. And you got to value what your dream is. And while you're doing that, you got to make sure that you're taking the necessary steps to make it come true. And when you can kind of do that, then you can kind of feel confidence about who you are as a person. You begin to build within yourself this ability to think things are possible. And you begin to change very gradually how you want to see the world later on. But in the moment that you're living in, you want to just try to turn that dial and be a little bit different the next moment that arrives. So I just took off and I walked maybe like 3 miles in one direction. And then I was going to get on a trolley to come back, but they were always full. And I didn't want to get on a full trolley. So I went and sat at this marina where I saw all these beautiful boats out there and this water. And I just took a picture, sat down on the bench and just tried to absorb the sunlight and how it was making me feel, and just to be in this environment, immersed in it, like I was just in everything, because I knew I was in everything, because I walked endlessly until I got to the point to where I couldn't walk anymore, and then I turned around and walked back, and I took a different route. I didn't go back the same way I came. I went to the next street over, and the next street over, I got to see things that I wouldn't have seen before, and of course, I took pictures, and that's what I mean. When you're in a place, excuse me, and you're in a state of mind of change, you can't go the same direction all the time and expect to get the same view, and get a different view, I'm sorry. You can't go the same way every time and expect to get a different view. It's only when you can measure where you are, lock that in, and then venture over to the next block, and still keeping your eye on the block that you're on, because that's where the goal is, and then walk the other terrain so you can see what you can see when it comes to your dream. And you may be trying to be a great writer, but when you sit down to write and your mind is closed off to everything else, your writing becomes limited, and then you get stuck somewhere. But it's just like with Stephen King and everybody else, when they go to a different place and they see something else, then that inspires them to continue on with their writing and the telling of their story. And then they turn them into movies, and then you go and see the movies, and then you see that those thoughts came from Stephen King. And when you begin to understand that they can do it, then you begin to realize that you can do it too. But you have to be all in for that dream. Now, there are going to be some bumps along the way. Absolutely. Dr. Hill say, you can't ever look at a failure as a defeat. He always tried to stress, and I think most of the motivational speakers that understand it said, you can't take one setback and think that you failed. Edison said that no matter how many times they thought he failed, he said, no, I just learned something new, and I knew that route wasn't the way to make the light bulb. However, I did learn something else along the way. And you got to be able to have setback at least 10,000 times until you can get where you need to be. And you got to make sure you take the lesson from the setback and don't consider it a failure. Because if you start measuring it by, let's just say for instance, I wrote my books. And then, Dr. Napoleon Hill, rest in peace. And I start trying to compare what I'm writing to what he did years ago. That's stupid. right? Dr. Hill wrote it when Dr. Hill wrote it, and like Eric Thomas wrote UOU, so I'll go over here and I'll write my book, and then I try to compare my book to E.T.'s, which is absolutely ludicrous, because he's seeing the world from the vantage point of how he grew up. So when you begin to look at your world, you can take the books that you read and you can take the action steps that are in them, but you're not going to write the book like Dr. Hill, and you're not going to write it like E.T., and you're not going to write it like Tony Robbins. You're not going to write it like Toni Morrison. You're going to write it like you're supposed to write it. And who cares how it comes out? That is you expressing yourself from the vantage point of how you see the world. And that's what we got to get ourselves into. We got to get into us enough to know that what we're creating is created from the center of our being. And once you create, nobody can take that away from you, no matter how hard they try. We got to always grow into who we want to be. And today was just one of those days where I just wanted to get out and see the world. And when you're in a different place, it is another world. Although it's the same planet, the people that are living in or dwelling in that area where you are, they got their own world, and you have to see that for what it is, because you're just a visitor there. But what's supposed to happen is when you go back to where you come from, you can still see the beauty of where you came from. And when you go back to where you are, you can open your eyes up to see more beauty where you reside. It's always good to get out and see the world. But it's even better when you can look inside yourself and be at peace with where you are, and then set a plan to change whatever that may be about your life. And all that struggle and turmoil comes internally. And the greatest thing that you can do is try to overcome the turmoil that's inside of you, find the dream and goal and thing that you aspire for, and make sure you set out to accomplish that thing. And I just hate that the clouds block my sunrise. But my mind told me to do it another way. And I was just going to surrender, because I was like, well, man, it's already up. I can't do anything. But my mind said, no. Study that. What can you do? You want to see a sunrise? You got to create one. What are you going to do? And it just dawned on me to just make sure, let me just let it rise above that cloud. If I can get it to rise above that cloud, then I'll have my sunrise. And this is what we're working on every day, just trying to get that perfect picture of that sunrise to our life. And you're going to constantly have to work at that, no matter what anybody tells you. Nobody can come to you and dig inside your soul and pull out your dream. You can share it with a billion people, but ain't nobody can go inside of you to pull it out. You got to pull it out. You got to work on it. And you got to share it with the world. And when you share it with the world, they're not going to necessarily see it the way you see it. Because when you explain it, you might be explaining it from exhilaration, and they just might see you explaining and trying to get the lesson from it. And you got to always make sure that you're elevating the human family to another level. And the only way to do that is to constantly have good experiences and try to put or impart to them what it takes to accomplish a dream or a goal. And the perspective that you want to convey to them, so that they can get out and do the things that they need to do for themselves. And I take full responsibility for my life. Even though it had turbulent times in it, situations that were beyond my control, but I try to control what I can control. And you have to do the same thing. No matter what anybody tells you, no matter what you listen to or what you read, or you are the controller of your own life. And you're gonna be that way until you die. If you marry somebody or you date somebody and you turn over your life to them, it's still gonna be your life. You just submitted to something else. You submitted to somebody else controlling your dreams and your goals and your aspirations. But if your dreams and your goal and your aspiration was to marry someone and submit to that person, then do it. By all means, as long as it's going to make you happy. Because God did not put us on here to be miserable. We only got like a limited amount of time And in that limited amount of time, we have to find happiness and a peace of mind. Because every day that passes, we can't get back. And we must work towards every single goal that we aspire to do. Because we only got one journey in this vessel that we're using today. When this vessel dies, the essence in you goes someplace and we don't know where. But when you're able to look at the essence of who you are and the body that you inhabit, and if you want to do good, you want to do good. You want to do great, you want to do great. You want to be mediocre, you're going to be mediocre. You want to be submissive, you want to be submissive. If you want to hate, you're going to hate. If you want to discourage, you're going to discourage. But nonetheless, it's going to be your life at that time, in that moment, to live the way you want. We got to keep striving, ladies and gentlemen. We got to keep striving to make a difference in our life and making a difference in the lives of other people. And I just think that to be here, to walk that beach today, and to see so many people trying to manifest their dreams in reality really made me feel like I made a contribution to the universe today. And I just challenge you to do the same thing. You don't have to, take a trip. You can just do it at home. You can do it with the people that are around you. And you can do it within yourself. You can do it within your own job. You can do it when you create something, out of nothing. You can do it when you're just working out. You can do it when you're just sitting down. You can go inside of you and go as deep as you allow your mind to penetrate your own well-being. I mean, many men and women have done this over the years, and you and I shouldn't be any different. We got to make sure that we're constantly striving to bring ourselves to the realization that we are the controller of our own lives. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining this podcast. And in departing, I have 6 quotes for you. One is from Dr. Napoleon Hill. One is from Antonio T. Smith Jr. Another one is from Eric Thomas, the hip-hop preacher. One is from Tony Robbins, motivational coach. Other one is from Les Brown, the guru of motivational speaking. And the last one is a quote that I created. Dr. Hill says, the mind can conceive it and believe it, and the mind can achieve it. And my goal today was to get that sunrise. Even though the clouds blocked the initial one, I waited and I created one. Antonio T. Smith Jr. says, you can't plan better, you can't dominate. I was stuck for a moment when I was trying to get that sunrise to reflect the beauty of nature. It just wasn't meant to be. But my mind planted a different seed. It said, my mind said, you got to create one. What you going to do to create one? It's there for the taking. You just got to make it work. What are you going to do? And then like an epiphany, I saw what I needed to do. And it wasn't about trying to dominate the environment that I was around. It was just about the seed that was planted. I had to take advantage of that. Eric Thomas said, make the rest of your life the best of it. Make the rest of your life the best of your life. You owe yourself that. Once you become to the realization that you have your own internal power, it's up to you to make the rest of your life the best of your life. And that sunrise was not going to deter me. Those clouds did not deter me. I just found another way to get the image of what I thought the sun was rising to. And that was because, and once I did that, I was just able to have a stupendous day. The world around me made sense because I stood in my essence to capture what I came to capture. Tony Robbins said, if you can't, then you must. If you say you can't do something, then that's all the reason to do it. And I thought that I would not be able to stand out there for the period of time that I did to wait on that sunrise when the clouds had already blocked it. But because I said that I didn't think that I could do it, I must find a way to get my own sunshine. I must find a way to get my own sunrise. I must find a way to be happy with the day and the morning that I got up for that one particular thing. And I did that. So when you're thinking about your life, if you're saying that you can't do something, it's all the reason for you to do it. If you see somebody else doing it, then you can do it too. And you got to find out how you're going to do it and make it work for you. Les Brown said, it's not over till I win. Well, I just tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I won today. I wasn't trying to battle with nature. I was battling with myself. How can I get this sun captured on video so I can have my sunrise? And I did have my sunrise, and I stood there until I was able to figure it out. And I won the day, and that made everything else that I did in South Beach much more beautiful, because I stood in that place to get the sunrise that I created from the situation that was presented to me. And the last one is something that I created. It says, life does not require more from you. Life does not require less from you. Life only requires that you maximize your 24 hours, and in doing so, you can have anything that you desire. I got up with the intentions of wanting to see a sunrise. My 24 hours when I went to bed and I got up was to get up early enough to go capture that sunrise. I got there and the clouds was in the way. But because my mind kept saying, no, you just got to figure this out. What are you going to do? The cloud covered the initial rising. How are you going to get your sun to rise? And like an epiphany, it just jumped out at me. And I got it. And I mastered my day. Therefore, I took advantage of the time that I had today. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you for joining this podcast. I really appreciate it. And if you like it, you can share it with someone else. But make sure that if you listen, that you find a lesson in it for yourself. And make sure that if you listen and you start reading books or you start listening to videos, find a principle that you can write down and make sure you write it down, but make sure you implement it to make sure that whatever you're going for, that you're making it work regardless of what's going on around you. Until next time, peace.